This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Welcome to the Target Bastard. We're all here with John. Medical relapse. There's a stoma and Mona. Quiet guy behind the bar. Talking football, sometimes football, but it didn't get that far. Non-gam supporter, plus environmental freak. Your favorite podcast duos to get you down your deep.
Are we doing Jason Snackett here? Have you had any new snacks this week? Are you still having treat bowls?
Yes, I'm still having treat bowls. I had a treat bowl yesterday. I had some Walker's Max cheese and jalapeno. And I also had some of the pop chips, hot and spicy.
Oh, yes, lovely.
I also, John, this week gorged on, a friend of ours came to visit and they brought a gift bag from Betty's Tea Rooms that
yes, Fat Rascals.
Yes, and it contained within it some Betty's gingerbread and some Betty's shortbread biscuits and a big chocolate coin, and I gorged on them.
How did you eat the chocolate coin?
I snapped it in half.
Okay.
Then I snapped that half into about three segments. So effectively it was snapped into sixths, rough sixths, placed into my mouth, sucked or chewed till gone, in goes the next segment. Why? What do you mean? Where's this going?
I wonder whether you sort of nibbled around it like a little mouse. I think that's what I'd do with a big chocolate coin.
No.
To sort of take advantage of the shape. So I'd be like a little record player. I'd sort of hold it centrally and just spin it and nibble around it.
But you see the problem.
Meltage.
Yep. You got it in one.
Well, I think I'm less hot-handed than you.
That's true. But you still have heat. Human beings are warm-blooded animals, John. Even you.
Could melt chocolate.
You could melt chocolate. You could. You could, and that it'd be all over your fingers and you'd ruin it. You'd lose so much to meltage that buying one would be pointless in the first place.
Well, no, I picture seeing if you pincer it right in the middle, even if you melt through to the point where your fingers are touching, you've just made it more look like a CD.
What a horrible way to eat. Has that occurred to you, that it's just an unsatisfying way to do it?
I'll snap it in half. I'll suck it and chew it till it's gone.
Yeah. Waste is a sin. Read your Bible, boy.
I think the sucking off of the remaining chocolate from the finger is the nicest bit, isn't it? Same as a bag of crisps. The crisps are lovely, but you want a good, strong crisp that almost paints the finger. So you've got like an orange chili cheese finger at the end and you suck that right off.
One, no. Two, as someone with eczema, absolutely not. Three, the last thing you want to be doing is having to lick your fingers because then you're stickiness all over your hands. You've got to go and wash up. I hate having sticky fingers.
Do you go and wash
fingers?
Your hands
horrible
after that?
Feeling.
Well, what? How do you avoid it then? You're eating with your hands. Even you're going to get some chocolate, oils on the finger.
Very minimal contact.
Well, what are you wiping on the trouser or going for a hand wash?
No, I lick them and then I wash. But
the finger.
You seem to want to be caked in dirt, like Linus from Charlie Brown.
Not dirt though, is it? It's good, strong flavour.
It's not soap, is it? It's not. Of course, this stuff is corrosive to the skin if left. And you're not really licking your hands,
corrosive
John. You put those
to
hands
the
in all
skin
sorts of places. Consciously and unconsciously.
Fucking wandering around pressing lift buttons with my Dorito-stained fingers.
Ugh.
I suck it right off, mate, immediately.
You keep saying suck it right off.
I suck it off.
I can only feel that the repeated use of the phrase suck it right off is deliberate.
It is. I'm trying to ruin sexuality for all listeners of the podcast. I repeatedly use a sexual phrase until it can never be used by anyone in a sexual setting because I picture me and my chili cheese fingers.
But I don't think anyone listening to this is going to use like suck it right off.
Yeah, but they'll hear it, won't they? It's all part of modern parlance, isn't it? People having sex with each other all the time and using graphic phrases. I want them to picture me sucking my crispy fingers.
The last thing you want anywhere near any of that is hot and spicy pop chips or Walker's Max Jalapeno.
Well, as you said the other week, someone's done it. You were telling me the way everybody in the country sticks things down their willy.
I was simply saying that there are more people doing this than you realise, and talk to anyone who's worked in an accident, an emergency or emergency care department, and they will tell you people stick peanuts down their dick.
Do you think there's such a thing as a chilly willy where people put chilies down their willy?
100% there will be. Because the problem is, John, is that people get used to something and then they're chasing that bigger high, that bigger high, that bigger high. They start with peanuts. Mm-hmm. Then they go to maybe spicy peanuts. Then they're like, well, let's go all spice, cut out the peanut. Before you know it, you're sticking a scotch bonnet down your dick. Gonna go stick a scotch bonnet down my dick.
Oh, no, you don't want that, do you? I had a new crisp this week.
It's John's new crisps.
Well, it's Jason Snacketeer, isn't it?
Of course it is.
What are we eating? What are we drinking? Mm. I bought a crisp called 10 Acres. Have you heard of 10 Acre crisps?
No.
They're one of the trendier, they're in the, you know, top price point, okay. You know.
Like Torres?
Yeah, well, maybe not Torres. What's the one below the... What was the kettle chip? That sort of. But they're vegan, they're gluten free, and they're carbon neutral. And there's so many positive things on the label that you buy them and you feel smug about yourself, and then you forget that actually crisps aren't good for you. There's almost you almost feel like you're doing a good deed by buying a big bag of crisps and eating them, and then after you've eaten them, you think, oh, but they're still really not very good for you, are they, Crispies?
No. But,
vegan fried chicken flavour, how do you feel about that? I bet you're one of the people who's like, oh, you've made your choice, you won't be a vegan, you just have celery, not using all flavours and all words.
No, because, lots of crisps are vegetarian anyway. It's the egg stuff they put on that makes them not friendly for vegans. So most beef-flavoured crisps are...
Don't never been near beef. A car.
So I haven't got a problem with it. What I want to know is, were they taste neutral?
No, they were good. I went for the fried chicken flavour, and I shall be taking the rest with me today. And we're recording at the current time is 9:41 a.m.
Yeah.
And I've already poured a whiskey this morning.
You're kidding.
No.
John.
But I haven't drunk it. It's gone in my lunchbox. I made a
what?
Little pack lunch because when we finish the podcast today, I'm going to be walking up my favourite fell. I'm going up Causey Pike and I've made myself a little sandwich and I've got the rest of my crispies and I've got a little Ockentoshan 21 for when I get to the summit of Causey Pike.
What have you poured it into?
A little bottle, a little plastic bottle.
You're going to drink it out of a little plastic bottle?
Yeah, I don't want to take glass on a mountain ascent.
Fair point.
In case there's anyone listening from the mountain rescue. I'm on your side, guys. I've planned my route. I've fully charged all my electricals. I shall be wearing layers. I've got official walking boots. And I've put my whiskey in a plastic drinks bottle.
So I'm sure Mountain Rescue would endorse this idea that you go up a hill on your own, you get shit-faced up there and see what happens.
Yeah, I've done it before and I'll do it again.
And this whiskey, John, would you describe it as a generous portion?
No, no. Certainly no more than a double, probably just a single, really. It's just about the same. I never really, I probably won't even finish it because you forget that when you get to the top, it's actually very windy and it's not a pleasant place to sit and enjoy your snack. There's no shelter at the top of Causey Pike.
No. And John, weather can change fast. Doing it with whiskey on your own makes me worry for your personal safety.
I got sandwiches and crispies, a little bit of dark chocolate.
Okay, what's in the sandwich?
It's a This Isn't Bacon and salsa sandwich.
Excellent. And tell me about the bread, John.
It's a Warburton's protein bagel.
Excellent. Excellent. Green trim packet. Calories. Lots of seeds on the exterior.
Yes, that's the one. That's the one. Two of those.
Oh, John.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, this is great. Actually, I'm warming to this. I'm warming to this. So you can have a whiskey when you get to the top.
Yeah.
With these sandwiches.
Yeah.
What dark chocolate you got?
I think it's green and black's 85%.
Okay.
Is that all right?
You're still learning.
Well, it's what was in. It was in the fridge, and I thought, do you know what? I'll have that.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty funky Jason Snacketeer for me this week. Do you want me to send you a picture? I'll send you a picture when I'm having it.
Please do. Please do. But be careful. Take a selfie at the top of Everest. Yeah. Is there a death zone on Causey Pike?
There is a brief scramble. There's a bit of a climb, but it's not, you know. I think it's rated 3 out of 5 on most of the walking websites.
Okay, that's pretty tough then.
It's all right. It's, you know, it's my favourite fell because you can see it from Keswick. It sort of looks a bit like Loch Ness. It's sort of got three little bumps on it.
Okay.
It's a very grand looking thing, but it's a lovely walk.
And what would Arthur's Seat be out of 5?
Oh, a 1.
Okay, so it's a lot harder than that.
Yeah,
God,
Arthur's
looking
Seat
at it, John,
is...
It's not easy going, you know.
It's a beautiful looking thing, isn't it, Causey Pike?
Elevation, 637. It's smaller than Arthur's Seat.
Yeah, but Arthur's Seat is basically get a chairlift up there.
Ponce.
It's very gentle.
It has a modest height of 637 metres. Although it has a distinguishing summit knobble which catches the eye.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's a lovely surrounding. I guess the surrounding views and everything are more stunning than Arthur's Seat, which sits on its own, whereas this is in a range of peaks.
The elevation of Arthur's Seat is 251 metres.
Is that right?
So do you want to rein your neck in?
Nah. I'm not taking it back either.
Can I read you an email that upset me?
Please do.
From Matt. We've had a lot of emails in from Matt's. I think we have the most Matt's listening. The modal name listening to this podcast is Matt. Matt says, "Hi chaps, 4 minutes into the latest episode, and I cannot help but cringe at the exaggerated praise that you and the listeners have given to the listeners' theme tune. Lads, it's AI. It was clearly created by our future robot overlords." And then quote marks, "I'm just really old, and if you're young now, these things probably take you 10 minutes. Yes, John, because all this charlatan has done is type in a prompt. Love the podcast. All the best, Matt."
What?
"It made me feel like an absolute fucking idiot."
I don't get it. What? That guy didn't compose the theme tune?
He's gone on to an AI, and I'm not besmirching the guy. By the way, this is not to say that I'm not very grateful for the Stamford Away Days podcast theme, but Matt's saying what he's done, he's gone on an AI music generator, and he's clicked like feel good guitar theme, and then he's typed in a number of words, stoma, sexy Leeds fan, you know, whatever to describe the podcast, fit, horny,
juicy
guys,
zesty boys,
and then it's generated that entirely for him, and
that
we're just
true,
a
though?
Couple of grandads who don't understand.
Maybe Stamford can get in touch and let us know, but it sounded too good to be, without sounding naive.
Danny, what do you think? We get some media types in the Dog and Bastard, don't we?
100% AI.
Oh, flipping Nora.
And how long's that taken? 10 minutes?
Oh, I'd say probably 2 minutes.
Oh, fuck. All right. Well, spinning this into a positive, it means as grateful as we are, we don't need to be tied to that theme tune. And actually, there's no reason we couldn't have a different theme tune every week.
Also, you guys could do your own AI theme tune.
Should we do that then?
Yeah.
All right then. Should we have a listen to a rival contender then? Because people have sent a lot in, and I was loath to play them because I did feel a loyalty to Stamford. But actually now I think we can, whilst being grateful for the first and still using it from time to time, we don't need to feel bad about binning
it. No, because the effort has not gone into it.
No.
I can't believe he didn't tell us it was AI.
Some effort has gone. I mean, he's put more effort into that than I have ever put into any podcast I listen to. So anyone who even emails in, that is an effort that should be rewarded. Should we have a new one?
Yeah. So what's the latest one?
I've just popped Connor's original composition into the group.
So this is not AI.
This is not AI, unless
this is
HI. He's done something very clever.
Human intelligence.
He's also sent us some stings in there for Colostomy Corner, etc.
Oh, good old Connor. Not sure if this will get to you in time for your next recording. However, listening to you talking about this, I decided to write something myself. Give it a listen. Let me know what you think. Be honest if it's shit. I hope you like it. All Leeds, aren't we, Connor? Oh, doesn't like it because it's a Leeds fan.
It's for my liking, but it's the all Leeds, aren't we? No, we're not, Connor.
You are, really. No, I'm not. You are. You know.
Okay.
You
should we have a listen?
Here we go.
Here we go.
Get down, dog, with John and Matt. Lyle or Daniel will take your hat. Pull up a stool, give us a shout. Order Rico's bitter or 40
Can I get some
sound.
Service, please?
The general pub chat is what you're after. Prepare yourself for lots of laughter. Everybody here is all agog. Don't get up the cat, get down the dog.
Can we stop talking about FPL?
I like the end. I
good
love
sting.
That. Yeah, don't get up the cat, get down the dog.
There's more coming.
Oh, is that?
Colostomy Corner.
That's nice, isn't it? Are there more,
yeah.
Danny?
I think there's more.
Don't get up the cat, get down the dog.
Calming, isn't it?
It's very calming.
It's soothing.
Is it too soothing?
It's for the Zen room of the pub.
Yeah, that's chill out time, isn't it?
That'll be in my head all day.
Don't get up the cat, get down the dog.
I'm going to sing that at the top of Causey Pike. What do you think?
I love it. Do you know what I like? It's got that slight, I can imagine it being used on TFI Friday.
Yeah.
And I like the bit at the end, almost felt like a children's TV show.
Yeah, I don't think they'd have a catchphrase like, don't get up the cat, get down the dog.
The little bling, the audio I meant.
Yes, yes, I like it. It's very different. You can tell it's not AI, can't you?
Oh, God, yeah.
You can tell it's HI.
No A and no I. I'm kidding. I love it. All Leeds, aren't we? All Leeds, aren't we, Connor? Yeah. Oh, Leeds, aren't we?
We are this week. Come on, you want us to go up?
Of course I do.
Thank you. I don't know if I can say this. Ipswich have done phenomenally. I mean, it's hard not to. If it was us and Ipswich, fine. But if it's us or Ipswich, fuck those guys.
Yeah.
We've had a very good email from Jack on the theme tunes. It says, Matt and John, long-time listener, first-time messenger. The intro music, and he's talking about the original. The intro music feels like home. It's no different to that first 5 a.m. airport pint before going on holiday. Should pints and breakfast go hand in hand? No, but they just do, and there's no difference with that and the intro to the dog. Any old farts that have got a problem, go and put 50p in the jukebox and play whatever Rod Stewart you like, you cultured dicks. Danny, bar the lot of them. Thanks, as always, Matt. Congratulations on pooing in a bag. It's cool. You're an inspiration, Jack.
Oh, I like Jack.
Yeah, he's put a very good defence there for saying the sort of incongruous nature of the theme is what is its strength.
Okay. I'm open to it. We can mix it up. We can periodically come back to...
So are you and I going to write our own AI-generated themes for next week?
We are. I just wanted to get your opinion, John, on the 5 a.m. pint at the airport.
Yeah, love it.
Do you really?
Yeah, absolutely. In a very dangerously passionate way.
I love the idea of it. I don't think I've ever actually enjoyed it. It's a day ruiner, isn't it?
No, because, well, it depends on the flight time, I think. You've either, you have then got to drink through, but pace yourself, or you've got to have those couple at the airport and then nap on the plane. And I actually love the feeling of, if, especially if it's like shit weather here and it's cold and it's crap, but you get to the airport, you have a couple of Guinnesses with a breakfast, then you have a little, that will help me sleep on the plane. So then you have a little sleep on the plane and you land in a hot country with that, still just that gentle glow of the beer just floating around inside you.
Okay.
Pick up a hire car, go and get on the quad bikes, drive off a cliff. Lads, lads, lads.
Rico says, booze at five. Rico says, booze at five.
Yeah, I've found the opposite. That not only do I get not on struggle a plane, with that
pie, go and drive.
But it's too, I think, oh, maybe I'll set an alarm when I get home for 5 a.m., sneak down and have a cheeky Guinness.
You know, I wrote a song yesterday.
No, you never.
Well, it's to the tune of another song. I saw a parakeet and it inspired me. I went, okay. Parakeet flies with its wings and stands with its feet. Good, eh?
It's a nice bit of work. I think opening with, do you know I wrote a song yesterday, was a bold introduction to that.
Well, how else? It's a form of writing.
I gain an insane amount of joy from walking around my house when no one else is there, singing filthy versions of pop songs, movie theme tunes, TV theme tunes. It's a real joy.
Yes.
Talking of the 5 a.m. pint. Have you seen the video of the stag do in Leeds that's gone viral?
No.
It's it's very funny. It's probably 15 men all in full West Ham kit with Kurt Zouma on the back chasing a man dressed as a cat through the streets of Leeds.
Oh, yes. Yes, I have seen that. Yeah, it's really funny.
Very funny.
But are they doing that all day?
I don't think so, no. I think at some point they catch the cat.
And then I'm glad that someone else
make
did it.
Drink.
Kick the shit out of him, I imagine. But I just think, oh, you're going to have to get changed before you go to a pub. They're not all going to get changed at the same time. Some people are going to be in reception going, we told you we're leaving at six.
Yeah, just a couple of videos in it. It'd be funny to, you'd sort of probably, you bring it back a couple of times during the day, you get on it, but then there'll be a point where the cat goes to the toilet. You're all stood at the bar. The cat comes out of the toilet and you chase it back in the toilet. You know what I mean? Just relive it a couple of times. Coming out of Mackie D's later when you're all hammered, whatever. shall we do, and then we could put the colostomy corner sting in.
Colostomy corner.
Oh yes, there's an email.
Yeah, so you put out a shout for colostomy corner because you felt like it had sort of dried up a little bit. We've had a cracker in from Ben.
Great.
Dear John and Matt, I write to you with a suggestion for colostomy corner. My own brother, what's his name?
Matt.
Of course it is. My brother is called Matt. He is a staunch Blairite and believes that football, politics and music peaked in the late 90s. He loves Oasis, Euro 96 and kicking back with a beer, watching the 97 election coverage on YouTube. Does this sound familiar? No, Mr. Ford, I am not your long lost brother. For a long time, I've taken the piss out of my brother for stealing his entire identity from Matt Ford. However, in an incredible twist, turns out Matt Ford is trying to steal my brother's identity. Ooh. Because for a number of years, my brother has had a stoma. And now Matt Ford comes along, Mr. Johnny come lately with his own. My brother Matt has ulcerative colitis and dreams of founding a football team called FCUC with other colitis legends, including scumbastard Darren Fletcher and big posh rowing bloke Steve Redgrave. In honour of the podcast once being about fantasy football, you remember that? That was weird. His fantasy football team name for many years has been AS Stoma, a terrible pun on AS Roma. So Matt, if you want to continue stealing his identity, then feel free to take that on for next year's fantasy team. I've warned my brother to keep an eye on his passport, credit card and birth certificate because a political comedian from the East Midlands is coming for him. Be very afraid. Marching on together, Leeds, Leeds, Leeds. All Leeds, aren't we? And big love from Ben. P.S. Don't fuck your stoma. P.P.S. Matt, you may remember me as the blind guy who asked the question that made David Blunkett cry at the political party this time last year.
Yes, I do remember him.
So there
my
you go.
My God, that was so emotional. What a guy. I can't believe he's got back in touch. That's amazing. Ben. Oh, boy. God.
So there's Ben, who you know, and his brother Matt, who is you, basically.
This is incredible, isn't it? Well, welcome both to Colostomy Corner.
Absolutely.
Ben, yeah, Ben asked a question. It wasn't obvious that Ben was blind. So it was, you know, obviously people put their hands up and it was, thank God he'd caught my eye somehow. And he was just saying about what an inspiration David Blunkett had been to him. And it was a very, very emotional moment in the room that really affected David Blunkett and obviously the rest of us. Oh, gosh, bringing it back. What an amazing family, Ben and Matt. Has been in touch. He sent us.
Oh, yeah.
The title, the subject is Andy McNab. Oh, he says, please keep it anonymous.
Okay. So, hasn't been in touch.
He's not going to give it away, is it? I mean, there's lots of.
I'll bleep it.
Okay. I'm now being told that it's been bleeped. So, okay. He says, Andy McNab came to Pentonville Prison to talk about his book, Bravo 2-0. Took loads of pictures with prisoners and staff. When the pictures were downloaded, in every one he had managed to cover his face with a book. It was the most pointless thing anyone could ever do. We were stood next to him. Great to have you back, Matt. Hope Forest stay up and cheating Leeds stay down. Oh. Villa fan.
Okay. We want to talk about cheating. The behaviour of your goalkeeper in the penalty shootout this week.
Oh, Martinez. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. You tell him, mate. Tell him what you think of him now. I'll be.
I tell you what I do.
What's
think?
Your problem?
I would like referees to, and this would be saved only for unique circumstances, to be able to punch a player full on in the face. And I really feel, or an open hand slap. I really feel that that's what that situation needed.
Mm-hmm.
And now he can get a second yellow and stay on. I'd never heard of that rule before. Had you?
No, and it's happened twice this week, because didn't it happen in the Coventry-Manchester United shootout as well, that a keeper that had been booked in the game was booked again in the shootout? Or a player. God. I think it happened to a player, actually, rather than a goalkeeper. But I'd never heard that rule, and then it's happened twice in a week. He looks like if you slapped him, he'd do that thing where you clutch where you've been slapped and look really shocked and then go, that's what he looks like he'd do.
It really
pisses me off, that. It's such a dick move, I think. A penalty shootout, it's sort of like, it's the closest football gets to boxing, isn't it? You've stripped everything back. You stand there, I'm going to stand here, I'm going to kick it fucking hard, and you try and save it. That's it. The minute you start trying to get in their head, banging the crossbar, I don't mind a bit of wobbly legs, groblar, all that stuff, but all the standing on the spot, not going onto your spot. It's exactly what I was talking about last week about Pairs. It's really easy for a referee to get on top of. The first penalty, when he's not on his line, when the ball is on the spot, you book them and you say, the minute you do that again, I'm going to send you off. And then you're going to have to put a defender in net or whatever the rule is, or your manager has to go in net. It's just really easy to police and they don't do it.
Any gyrating, immediate red.
Mm-hmm.
Anything further than that, you do anything than other than fulfill the brief of a goalkeeper and I will punch you in the face. And then blow the whistle.
Maybe that's why referees are getting more hench. We've discussed it over recent weeks. Yeah. Maybe that rule is going to be brought in, and that's why they're getting in the gym, so they've got a sort of season's head start before this rule comes in.
I always thought they should have had Xboxers as referees anyway. Just start sparking people out. Get Frotch in there. Bosh. What's that? Calling me cheap, mate. Bosh.
Bosh.
Yeah, bosh.
I think we've run out of time for the pub quiz this week. You'll be devastated to know. Oh, so dear. I'm going to write, my theme tune is going to be for Fordy's pub quiz, my AI theme tune.
Okay.
And we'll do that next week. Lynette has sent in a fantastic suggestion. She says, the pub's called The Dog and Bastard. You have a dog of the week. Why do you not have a bastard of the week?
Oh.
I mean, it's just...
You're genius, Lynette.
Of course.
Martinez gotta, this week,
got to be Martinez, hasn't it?
Gotta
bastard be. Of the week. You're barred, mate. Bard for life.
He is our inaugural Bastard of the Week. Lynette, thank you for pointing out something we should have always been doing.
And wasn't his favourite book Aguero's autobiography as well?
Yeah.
I mean, what a dickhead.
Just silly. That's a man who's never read. Email us if you've noticed anything else we should be doing that we aren't. We are, in some way...
We are learning.
We're certainly open to ideas. And if you've been affected by anything in this show, please do get in touch. hello@downthedog.com. Don't forget to leave a 5-star written review. And
join us
else?
Next week when we'll hear our theme tunes and we'll find out how I got on sucking my crispy fingers up off... sucking off my crispy fingers up Causey Pike.
He's going to suck himself right off for your entertainment. And don't forget, join us on Another Slice, where for just £3, I mean, that's half a pint. And that would be a good deal. You get the Down the Dog lock-in, where you get another couple of episodes a month, outtakes, and so much more. See you next time, and don't fuck your stoma.
Bye.
Get down the dog with John and Matt. Lyle or Daniel will take your hat. Pull up a stool, give us a shout. Order Rico's bitter or 40
stout. Can I get some
service,
please?
If general pub chat is what you're after, prepare yourself for lots of laughter. Everybody here is all agog. Don't get up the cat, get down the dog.
Can we stop talking about FPL?